Okay, so I've been using it for about 3 months now, and I'm a technologist. I'm just trying to learn about it. And the thing that I think I've learned most is that it's not a phone on your face. It's a new thing, and that's the key to learning about this. And it's quite tricky to understand how it's useful. At the moment, we're in a unique spot. It's useful because there's a lot of excitement around it, and it's kind of good going around and experiencing that excitement, sharing it with people. But how is it useful? It's really good for taking photos and video, and it's wonderful the way that, you know, that's managed for you. It's taken away. The amount I've produced has just gone up 30 times. You know, I mean, it's huge, the big difference there. But it's such an early stage, there's not so much useful functionality on it yet, and we're aware of this, and I think this is part of the reason that Google are keeping it quite closely under wraps. But slowly I'm discovering ways it might be useful. Email's quite nice. It reads your email to you and you speak back. Directions are very good. These are all built in. It helped me get here today. That was good.
Can we hear it? Can you play the sound of it?
Can you hear it? Okay, let's try and do a search, okay? And okay, Glass. Google, how tall is the Empire State Building?
The Empire State Building is 1,454 feet tall.
Thank you very much.
Well, I didn't hear that. But
your microphone probably did hear that.
Great, lovely,
so
brilliant.
So it doesn't have a speaker, it's emanating. It's got a little bone conductor in the back, which is quite quiet. But I think your microphone might have picked that up.
Wonderful, great. How do you use it in your personal life as opposed to professionally creating content?
Life. Okay, so I've been interested in photographing my children as they grow up. So it's great for that. And one new thing is when I put it on my little boy, he's 2.5 years old, and he says, I Google Glass, and I pop it on him and set the video going, and it's wonderful to see life from his perspective, see a little video from his perspective, and he goes up to his little friends or he's on his scooter. So that's a new thing, definitely a new thing. And because we're technologists, I mean, that's the main use. I think if I were just a consumer at the moment, I wouldn't find it particularly useful. But literally the development kit for it was released 2 weeks ago and people are coming up with ideas. We were at the Music Hack Day at the weekend and made a little head drum kit, you know, so one of the things you do when you're listening to music, you'll nod your head, so it's ideal for that. The sensors in there.
Are you an official tester for Google? Or are you just doing it for your own benefit?
I'm doing it for my own benefit, but so is everybody else. I don't know whether there are any official testers, and we're all official testers. But I'm sure there's going to be fun things, but it's still a way off yet. It's so early, you know, let's not expect too much of it, but it's fun. It's been a fun ride for the last 3 months, definitely.